Colombia. Castle Rock Entertainment. Columbia Pictures and DreamWorks Pictures present, in association with Castle Rock Entertainment, a Baltimore, a Barry Levinson film, Ben Stiller,
the lion's got his pride,
Jack Black, revolving around two sets of couples asleep in their respective beds.
Put your fingers in your ear.
Envy. Been awoken by his alarm clock, one of the men gives his wife a gentle shove and groggily sits up. The other man sleeping through his alarm, which his blonde wife turns off grumpily before getting up. As the first of the men to rise, Tim stands shaving in the bathroom mirror. The room revolves to reveal the other man, Nick, doing the same in his bathroom. Now, two children. In Nick's kitchen. The other family.
A fisher's got his river. A farmer's got his corn. A pie has got aroma.
Tim kisses his wife goodbye. Tim's dressed smartly. He gets into a car parked outside his house and starts the engine. He reverses, then drives over to the other side of the street, where Nick stands waiting in front of his own house. Nick climbs in, and the car moves off. As they drive, Nick's looking at Tim's trousers.
What's that?
Oh, maple syrup.
Nick samples it.
Man. Can you believe that comes from a tree? Don't taste my bed. Ever. Ever?
No. Well, don't spill maple syrup on them.
Just because it's there doesn't mean you have to taste it.
Well, I like maple syrup.
Well, not for my pants.
I love it.
This. What if you had like an ink pad?
Mm-hmm.
Only instead of ink, it was soaked in maple syrup or peppermint, any flavor you wanted. Now, you just open up your little pad, see?
Right.
And you press your finger on it, and then you taste your finger. Peppermint. Any time of day. Or cherry.
Wouldn't the pad get disgusting after a while?
Disgusting how?
I don't know. Keep touching the thing with your filter. A couple of days, that flavor pad's like some mattress you find at the dump.
You're right, it's no good.
Later, Nick comes into Tim's factory office.
Tim, did you get your performance chart?
Oh, yeah,
Well, look at mine, I don't get it. Good, fair, fair, good, and then it falls into the red in the focus department.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm not a dreamer.
Well, I mean, you know, you're not the most focused person, that's... Dreamer.
I'm a dreamer.
Hey, you want to feel something? Come here.
Come here.
Okay. Check this out.
Nick sits down.
Whoa.
Sit back.
Oh, this is some chair.
You like it?
Yeah.
Here, feel this. Lumbar support.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. It's made especially for your spine.
I like it.
Comes with the office and the promotion.
Right.
Thinking of buying a swimming pool?
What, are you kidding?
I am. Thinking bean-shaped.
Yeah.
Expensive. Bean-shaped.
Take a look at my performance chart.
Look at your focus!
You get your focus even into the orange?
Yeah.
Just the orange. I guarantee you can have a chair like that.
Really?
And an office like this.
Wow.
And you can get a piano-shaped pool if that's what you want. I mean, it's all there for you. All you gotta do is focus. Just work a little bit harder. I'm telling you, you can get bumped up to sandpaper with me, and the world opens up.
You know what, man? You could really sack out in this thing.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, your numbers aren't that bad. I mean, it's just focus. If you put together everything else, you and I could... Nick. Nick! I gotta get back to work.
Yeah. Good talk.
Yeah, good talk. Focus.
Just get into orange. That's all I need.
Don't worry about yellow, just orange.
Now, they're driving home.
Do you ever just watch your hand? My hand today. It was like a separate thing. It was picking up papers. It tapped on my desk. It sat in my lap. It's like a sidekick. My little ugly sidekick. It was very odd.
As Nick continues to scrutinize his hand, the car pulls up at a junction. Both men look over to where a man is bending down to scoop up his dog's mess with a plastic bag.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
How about this? A spray can, see? And you spray it on dog poo, and the poo disappears.
Where does it go?
Who knows? But the thing is, you come up with something that gets rid of dog turds, you are home free, my friend. Mm. Home free.
They get out and walk to their respective houses. It's 10:20, and Tim's lying in bed with his wife.
What?
Liposuction.
You mean where they suck the fat out?
Mm-hmm. There's a thing about it in here.
You're fine. You don't need to get fat sucked out.
I don't know if we had a little extra money.
No, we don't. Fat sucked out.
Hello?
Timmy. Timmy, check this out.
What?
You know that invention of mine that makes turds disappear? Name for it. Vaporize. It's just like vaporize, only you add an O so you got poo right there in the middle.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you see how perfect it is? Maybe you even underline the poo. Vaporize.
Goodbye.
Nick?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Nothing.
Vaporize. Nick's videoing his son playing Little League.
All right. Here we go, Nathan.
Nathan keeps missing the ball.
Oh, close one. Oh, come on. All right. That's enough. Hey.
Almost.
We'll get him next time, Nathan. No problem.
Good job.
Hey, you know that guy Dmitriev in research?
Dmitriev?
Yeah. Got a big beard.
No.
Well, I told him about my invention.
What invention?
Vaporize.
Nick, you got a cute name. That's it. It's not an invention. It's an idea. It's nothing.
Not according to Dmitriev. He thinks I'm really onto something.
In a marquee tent, the two families listen to the music made by Nathan and Tim's son, Mikey. Tim's wincing a little. Mikey's hitting a trash can lid he's holding with a stuffed toy.
Bravo!
But you know what? I love this tent. It's not one bug.
Guess what? I went over to Dmitriev's a couple nights ago and we were running all these experiments in his sink. He is having a ball with this thing.
What thing?
You didn't tell Debbie about my invention?
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I didn't. Please, go ahead. Please, this is great.
Okay, check it out. It's a spray can, okay? And you spray it on dog poo, and the poo disappears.
That is an awesome invention.
First of all, it's not an invention, okay? It's nothing. I mean, how does it work?
It's a spray can, and you spray it on.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, what makes it disappear?
Well, how does anything work? How does electricity work? I think it's a great idea.
So do I.
I think it's really exciting.
You're nuts.
Dessert, everybody.
I'm nuts. I'm crazy.
You're crazy.
Yeah. I have an invention. Honey, I have an invention. Uh-huh. It's this button that you press, and then wings spread out of your back, and you can fly.
All right.
You can fly into outer space. You can fly to the moon. You can fly to Jupiter, if you like.
Watching their kids perform.
He's doing so well.
He's not doing anything. Does he have any lines?
No, honey, he's a tree.
3 months of rehearsal. Hey, Dmitriev wants to know if I want to take it to the next level. $4,000, you want to go in with me, 50-50? I pray to God you're kidding.
Your invention?
Yeah, we've been working with Dry. Make him forget it.
No, wait a minute, $2,000? We have that in our savings, I mean, who knows?
Shit doesn't just disappear. It has to go somewhere. And it's not an invention, it's an idea. It's a pie-in-the-sky idea.
I'll tell you something else, as your friend, as your best friend, I think... You should just pull out right now. Don't waste your money. You're gonna regret sky.
Where are the kids? What's happening? Honey?
Tim goes to the bin window.
All right. Okay. What's happening?
Okay, let me get it. Okay. Let me get it for you. I'm gonna do everything.
Okay.
You just stay there, relax. Get ready for the big stuff.
Yeah. All right. Exciting.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so glad. Dmitri, these are our best friends in the universe.
How do you do?
Give Tim the flash, Big D.
Okay. Yeah, take it.
Goggles. Shine it right on her, buddy boy.
As Tim holds the torchlight on a dog poo, the gray-bearded Dmitriev sprays it with a white vapor. The poo instantly dissolves into nothing. As Nick, his wife Natalie, and Dmitriev celebrate, Tim peers at the poo-free spot on the pavement.
There's nothing to shoot. Spray some on my butt because I shit my pants. Oh, yeah.
Used to stare at the pavement.
God, we are gonna be so rich.
18 months later, on a TV screen.
No matter what kind of dog you have, let's face it, they all have to do their business.
Vaporize!
That's right! One spray, problem solved. A video trick?
No!
It's the miracle spray. One spray, and doggy doo disappears. No fuss, no muss, no tools to clean, no robot arms. How do you work it? I don't know! Too good to be true?
No!
Vaporize, because life is tough enough.
Available at stores everywhere.
It's evening at a large mansion. Nathan and Mikey are performing whilst standing on a miniature stage at one end of a palatial dining room. Nick and Natalie are both wearing expensive-looking clothes as they listen appreciatively to Nathan playing piano, accompanied by Mikey, who's hitting a trash can lid with it. Tim and Debbie both seem much less enthusiastic. A group of servants join in the applause.
All'interno la messa, all'interno la messa.
Nick takes Natalie's hand.
Now's a good time to break the big news.
I have decided to run for Congress.
Congress?
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I mean, not the big Congress, of course. The little one.
The little one.
The little one?
Yeah. Actually, I don't even know if it's the Congress. It might be the state Senate. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm super excited because we are so lucky and we have so, so, so much. And I feel like we need to give something back. So I've decided I'm going to run for Congress or state Senate or whatever. And my main platform is going to be the environment.
State Senate.
Environment, like the whole environment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe in all environments, and I'm gonna say it.
And now, for dessert, flan.
Oh, flan, oh boy.
Woo!
Come on, kids, flan time!
Flan's here, you guys! Get down here, the flan's here! Flan, kids, flan!
I love flan. You love flan? What is flan?
God, you are in for such a treat.
You don't know flan?
You're a flan, buddy.
Yeah, it's flan!
Guys, flan to the table!
Flan!
Jasper and Amos shine the flashlight into the hole. Staring up at them, tied and gagged, was Louis the Grouch. It's getting exciting, isn't it?
Boy, that flan was good. I wish we had flan.
Tim kisses Mikey goodnight.
Dad?
Yeah?
How come we're getting the little itty-bitty pool?
Mikey, it's not a little itty-bitty. The square one's a little itty-bitty. We're getting the bean-shaped model, right?
A little itty-bitty bean.
It's not a little itty-bitty bean. It's an average-sized bean, Mikey. And I got news for you, my friend. There are kids in parts of the world who would walk 50 miles through quicksand just so they could stick a toe in your swimming pool. And I got news for you about beans, too, mister. There are kids who would eat beans because they've had nothing to eat their whole life but leaves and bark and roots. And I guarantee you, none of them has ever heard of your big show-off flan or flan or whatever you want to call it that you got to have every night of the week. Okay?
Debbie standing by the door.
$2,000. It's all it would have taken. It's okay, honey.
Dad's just having a meltdown.
Good night. Okay, well, eat your syrup. You gotta try some different kinds of breakfast foods, okay?
I like
hey, Mikey, tomorrow we'll have pancakes.
Tim joins the rest of his family at the breakfast table.
I don't want to eat my cereal.
Eat up, otherwise you don't get to play with Corky, okay?
Tim seems distracted.
What?
Nothing. Why are you always asking what?
I'm not always asking what.
Yes, you are.
It's true, Dad, you are.
Well, because I know there's something.
And you know exactly what it is.
Then why do you always say nothing?
Corky!
You hold Lula's hand, honey.
Corky!
So beautiful.
Such a great horse, Corky.
He's a good horse. Corky, happy, a sweet and gentle horse, and me and the kids love him.
Corky happens to shit the size of a bread basket in our yard every day when he comes to visit.
Debbie stares at Tim pointedly for a moment before going over to a kitchen cupboard and removing a can of Vaporize. She places it on the table next to Tim. He stares at it, then glances over at his wife, who simply returns his look. Finally, Tim grabs the can and throws it in the bin. Debbie sighs as he sits back down. She then stands up on the table and unscrews a light bulb from the ceiling.
What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I'm just throwing away some more completely useless inventions.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Debbie. Light? Light? Come on. Come on. This was shit. You think Edison would have even looked up from his workbench at some shit spray?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Because you see, a good invention is a good invention.
Well, I got news for you, sister. Edison ain't looking up.
Sister. Sister.
I'm calling you sister.
You should be so lucky to be my sister. Sister knows what she's talking about.
Wind talker, whatever
Shh,
hell her
do
name.
Do not tell her that she's called Windsong. Windsong.
Windsong, by mistake, Windsong.
And knock, knock, knock. How's everybody doing? Whoa!
Nick does a little dance.
What a day, right?
Oh my God! Can you believe the coffee that thing makes? I knew you were gonna love it. Let's go, Tiger.
Oh, look who's here, will you please? Look who's here. It's okay, Poopy. Have you been stealing apples again, you little rascal?
Listen, and I want you to be honest. Has Corky become a nuisance?
Not one bit.
Because Natalie keeps saying, keep the corral closed, but Corky's so crazy about your apples, I don't know what to do. No more apples for you. No more apples. I can't stop him. He loves your apples. Are you sure he's not a problem?
Positive.
You guys are so fantastic. Well, my buddy boy, let's go shoot us some golf.
In frustration, Debbie threw some cutlery in the sink as Nick and Tim leave the house. Outside, Nick uses a remote car key on a bright yellow high-performance sports car.
Oh, I got something for you. I'll be right back.
Nick, no. Nick,
yes.
Please.
You
no. Nick, you don't have to get me anything else.
A bird's-eye view reveals Nick's enormous mansion has been built opposite Tim's house.
You know, when I get it big, everyone said I should buy a house in Beverly Hills or Bel Air or Malibu. Why are you spending all that money on a mansion in the valley? But I love my neighborhood, and I love being across the street from my best friend.
Do you see how it moves in the wind? That's what I love.
Huh?
It flaps different than cheaper fabric. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel better. Nice fabric makes you feel better. That's the amazing thing. It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
But Nick, you buy us too much.
Too much? What's too much? You're my best friend. Nice things make life nicer. That's all there is to it.
All right, let's take another look at that follow-through.
With the head down.
Nick hits his golf ball.
Oh, that is nice, Nicky. Very,
right?
Very nice.
God almighty, Mr. Dingman.
Nick, can I talk to you for a second? Talk.
They stand aside.
Can it just be us? You know, just you and me playing golf?
Costing a fortune.
Will you cut it out with this money thing? It means nothing to me. Let's just enjoy it.
Why can't you come with us?
Because Daddy's got to stay home and go to work. That's why. But you're going to have a great time at Aunt Nancy's.
Aunt Winsong, and you know that. It's Aunt Winsong now.
Debbie gets in the family van.
Honey, you don't have to do this. Really. Why do this?
Because I have to do this. We have to do this. Something has to change. I can't look at you. I can't look across the street. I'm running out of places to look. Let the pool people come tomorrow.
Tim watches Debbie drive off with the kids. Looking downcast, he's about to get in his own car when he looks across the street. Nick and Nathan are having an archery contest.
Yeah! You're the man!
Yeah!
Natalie's painting Nathan's little sister next to Corky the horse. Later, after work, Tim's despondently eating a TV dinner in the marquee tent as Nick pitches a ball to Nathan in the mini baseball ground he's built in the garden.
A man gets tense.
Morning. And as Tim reverses his car out of the driveway, Nick appears, galloping towards him on Corky, wearing a silk dressing gown and Stetson.
Hey, Timmy, check this out! Yeah!
Tim gives a desultory wave as Nick gets Corky to rear up on his hind legs. Nick salutes as Tim heads off to work. At the factory...
Mr. Dingman! Mr. Parmenter wants to see you, Section 11.
You wanted to see me? You all right?
What?
You seem distracted. What? God!
Now, your performance chart's pretty good until here. And then your focus nosedives into the red.
You see? Now, is there anything that happened around here you might like to talk about?
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Any reason?
Reason, no. Can't think of, no.
Any reason at all?
No reason, no. I mean, nothing I can think of. I mean, you know, other than every day I get into my little shitbox car and there he is with the wind in his hair on his great big shiny horse. And I drive off to do what? To make sandpaper. To make paper. With sand on it. I would love to see you try to turn your weaselly little mouth into a fake smile.
day after day after day. Then I'd like to take a peek at your performance chart, you beady-eyed little shrimp boat bastard! Is that a reason? I mean, is that a reason?
Leaving his boss looking shocked, Tim's car pulls up outside a seedy-looking bar. Inside, it's all but empty, and he takes a seat at the counter.
Hi. Look, I don't really drink, but my family just left me, and I got fired, and I want a drink, so you just give me whatever you have if you wanted to drink. Please.
A scruffy, long-haired man sitting in a booth.
Party. Abandoned.
Fired. Posh, man.
Know what the best job I ever got fired from was?
The man joins Tim.
Pratt's afternoon shift, just loved it. Don't know why, just did. Could be the apron, who the hell knows, or maybe the feeling of power you get when there's a crowd, you know, on one hand's rolling the dough, tying those babies off, the other hand's maybe working the soda, refilling the mustard. It's quite a thing, quite a thing. But I'll tell you a little secret. If a pretzel is a quality pretzel, you don't need salt.
The barman delivers an elaborate cocktail served in a pineapple.
How come? Your family up in blue, out of town on you.
You know, thank you, but I don't really feel like talking about it right now. Thank you.
Okay, so how come you got canned? It's a whole different topic.
It blew up.
Good for you, man. Good for you, good for you. Who at?
I blew up my boss.
Right on, brother, I hear you. Man, I hear you. What'd you go and blow up at your boss for?
You know, it's like a long, complicated story.
Well, that is sensational. I'm the J-Man, by the way.
Tim.
Tim.
Ike. Another round, please. Something fruity. For me and my friend Tim.
I'm the J-Man. Okay, Tim.
Just let it tumble out like circus freaks, man. I'm here for you. The J-Man.
Go.
Well, I have this friend. He's my best friend. I love the guy. I mean, it's like we're, you know, our families do everything together.
Good.
Used to go to work together every day.
Keep it coming, keep it coming.
And he'd have these stupid, he'd have these stupid ideas.
Open your heart, open your heart.
And where does it come from? Shit. It's all from shit.
You know who you are. You're like that guy. Jay something.
Jay something?
Up with the people, people power. Or that kid that stole a chicken with all these fantastic chicken. Who's for the giant? Nobody. You hear what I'm saying? You're the hero. Forget Jay, like Robin Hood.
Robin Hood?
Listen to me.
Really?
Listen to me. Life's unfair. It's a raw deal planet, Jack. You, my little dumbbell friend, are Mr. Everyman, and you don't even know it, which makes you like the Grand Turbo, Mr. Everyman.
Honestly?
Come on. You're like a great everyman dimwit. That stinking family across the street. Who wouldn't feel like you?
I like you. I'm glad I came in here. You know that?
Ringlets, give me a break. Let me... Maybe 10. There was this kid across the street. Ernie, nice kid. Ernie had everything. Only kid around with a BB gun, okay? So one night, I see the whole family drive off. What I do? I sneak across the street and find the BB gun. I squeeze off maybe 5-10 pot shots. At the windows? Hello. In my house.
In your house?
Yes. You got?
You
got it. Next morning, my old man gets up, sees all these little BB holes in our windows. Uh-oh. He marches across the street, bangs on the door, and Tim, my little bozo friend, things changed big time over there in Ernieville.
That's what you gotta do.
What?
Shake things up over there, man. Shake them up. Give them something to think about besides the temperature and angle.
Oh, shit, what time is it?
What kind of question is that?
Oh,
I gotta get back. I can't fill the pool. Oh,
I cab on a J-man.
Nick and Natalie are racing go-karts as Tim arrives home in a taxi to see a mechanical digger in his garden.
Then you know I have to. We can't pay for the pool.
No, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. D.
Hi.
You look really, really wonderful. And here is something from your great friends across the street while your wonderful family is away.
Tim accepts the card and bottle of wine. He opens the card, which reads, "Thought you might enjoy a taste from our newly acquired vineyard. Love, your best friends." Tim throws down the card and kicks it into the large hole the diggers made. It's dark, and carrying the opened bottle of wine, Tim makes his way unsteadily towards Nick's property. He drinks from the bottle as he looks upon a brightly lit merry-go-round.
Care self dreams. Corky.
Tim's really very drunk. Woozily, he's... the archery bows. He fits an arrow to it and begins to stagger about, looking for a target. He aims at his own house in the distance and lets fly. Looking concerned, Tim jogs over to the end of a white fence. Corky's lying motionless next to the hole in the ground.
Corky! Oh my god, how is this possible? How could a little arrow kill a Corky? Corky, come on! Come on, is it just an arrow? Just a little arrow? Come on, Corky! Giddy up! Corky! Corky! Giddy up! Giddy up! Corky!
Actions on the horse.
Okay, come on! What? Shit! Oh god! Oh!
Tim tries to pull Corky with a rope, but it snaps, and he falls into the hole in the ground. Painfully, Tim tries to shove Corky into the hole using one of Nick's toys, a mini 4x4. He squirts lubricant on the ground and tries to ram the horse into the hole. Finally, Tim succeeded, and at first light, he's patting down Corky's improvised grave with a shovel. Exhausted, he goes into his bedroom and falls face down on the bed. Doesn't move till sometime later, when a hand shakes his shoulder.
Hey.
It's J-Man.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. For service. I'd probably still be driving a limo if it wasn't for the hat. Hats.
Hats make my head itch.
What time is it? Ma'am.
You got a time hang-up.
Oh, God. Oh, look at me.
Thinking big, Tim.
How'd you get my keys?
Keys? The J-men don't usually need keys. My little dumbbell pal. So,
that's the place, huh?
Look at it. All from shit. I see what you mean. I don't even live here, and that literally... they're actually coming up. You ever get that?
I killed his horse.
What?
I killed his horse. That story you're telling about shaking things up, I went over there and I shot this bow and arrow and I shot at my house and I hit this horse. He was eating apples in my yard. I have a pool and I buried him in it.
Well, now.
Tim runs to the window.
Oh, it's my family. Hi. No.
Don't I just mosey off?
No, don't mosey off. No, you can't mosey off. They'll see you.
So,
what are you doing here? Who are you? You're some guy from a bar.
What's wrong with the... I'm the J-Man bringing your car back. What the...
Hi.
Tiger!
Hey, Tina!
Oh, I missed you. Oh, you look terrible.
Oh.
Honey, one question. What is at the heart of everything? What I'm asking you is, what is at the heart of the heart of the heart of the heart of the heart? Do you know what the answer is? Self-love. See, Winsong told me that I've been hating myself for resenting you, and you've been resenting yourself for passing up on a big opportunity. What we need to do is we need to focus on what we have.
Hey! This guy! Honey, this man is the man... Who's in the bathroom? I didn't tell you.
Everyone looks bewildered.
Honey, something happened while you were gone. Something really bad.
What?
I'll take it from here, Tim. Mrs. Dingman, I'm Elmo Karp, pool rep. Yeah, your swimming pool options.
Swimming pool options?
Yes. You see, we dug it. We had to fill it back in. We're sorry as heck. Where do we go from here? That's the point we're at when you barged in.
Fill it back in? So you mean we're not getting a pool?
No, sonny boy, I'm afraid not. Too many gosh darn pipes.
Pipes?
Yes. Underground pipes in your yard. But on your little family reunion here, I'll be on my way. Oh, and thanks for filthying up your clothes. Help me fill in the big hole, Tim. Ma'am, your husband's got the back of a coal miner. I know because I've mined coal.
J-Man goes, and Tim breathes a sigh of relief. Later, Nick appears.
Something's happened to Corky.
What?
Corky?
Corky?
Have you seen him? Have you seen Corky?
I haven't seen Corky.
Corky's gone.
And have you seen Corky?
I have not seen Corky, no.
That's what I mean. We've been looking and looking. Where could he be? A great big wonderful horse, where?
Well, Nick, now a horse can't just disappear. I mean, he's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, but where? 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 The kids are a mess. Wish me luck. Corky! Corky!
Good afternoon. My name is Natalie Vanderpark, and I'm running for state senate in your district. So I thought I would canvass the neighborhood and introduce myself to everyone.
Who is it, Mabel?
It's that woman running for state senate, Carl.
The shit lady? No way. We're going with Shaughnessy.
You know, your opponent, Shaughnessy, he asked a good question on the radio this morning.
And what question was that?
Well... Did your husband get loaded making turds disappear?
My husband is the inventor of the Vapo-rise, if that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, that's what Shaughnessy was talking about. Where do all them turds go? I mean, they gotta be somewhere. First they're here, then they're not here, then they disappear. Where does the turd go to? You really tell me now.
With Debbie sleeping beside him in bed, Tim lies awake, staring at the ceiling. With a troubled expression.
His call for help is a pathetic cry. His deck's a few cards shy.
The next morning.
So long, everybody.
Bye, honey. Have a good day at work.
Bye, Daddy.
Hi, honey.
Good luck with the salt mines, Dad.
Sitting in his car.
Where am I going? Wait! Timmy, wait! Wait! Oh, God. Timmy, I can't find him. I've been looking all night, and he's nowhere. I know, he's just a horse, but... Corky! Corky! Where are you, my Corky boy? Ah! Ah! Oh, God, look at me. This is crazy. Will you pass these out down at 3 a.m. for me? I found some... grooming hairs in his tail brush.
$50,000?
It's pennies! Pennies! Who cares? Corky's my pal! He's my pal, and I'd pay $50,000 to find you if you were lost, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
wouldn't I?
Nick leans in the car window and hugs Tim.
You should have took the high road when you had the chance.
Sitting on a weather-worn bench in the middle of an urban wasteland, a miserable-looking Tim sighs heavily and checks his watch. His briefcase and lunch bag sit next to him as he contemplates his situation. At the bar, J-Man.
Are you insane? That is the most selfish thing I ever heard in my life. The guy loves you, man. You'd be killing your best friend. You killed his horse, right? You killed his horse? Now you want to tell him? You tell him?
What about this? We move the horse someplace else. I find it. I get the reward. I'm bending over backwards here.
How do we move a horse?
We dig him up. We haul him off.
Oh, I mean, without anybody seeing us.
You have a night?
What about the noise? My family. My family's right there. I don't want them to...
We don't move the horse. I do. You and your family are enjoying nature down at my cabin on the lake.
You have a cabin on the lake?
What? You think I didn't have a childhood? Bunk beds, hiking trails, hootie owls.
You can move a horse by yourself?
$50,000.
He holds up a reward leaflet.
But I will say this. Knowing what I happen to know about things buried, the sooner the better.
Hey, Deb?
Mm-hmm?
How would you like to go to a nice cabin on a lake?
Cabin on a lake?
Yeah. This guy at work offered to let us use his cabin. It's supposed to be really nice.
Well, who at work offered you this?
Jackemeyer. Jack? Jack Jackemeyer. It's like an hour from here, and it's supposed to have all sorts of wildlife, and hootie owls and stuff. Hiking trails.
Where does the ship go? We want to know. Where does the ship go? We want to know.
Nick pulls up in his sports car opposite Natalie's campaign office and stares with disbelief at the protesters outside. Inside, Natalie looks equally amazed as she stares through the window at the placard-waving crowd. Nick's license plate, which reads KK King, disappears into the distance as he takes off down the road. Tim and his family have arrived in the countryside.
Pretty incredible, huh? Whoa! What's that? It's okay. What a spot, huh?
What do you mean, what a spot? I mean, where is...
He said, it's just down at the end of the private driveway.
What private driveway? This isn't a private driveway.
This is pretty private, honey. I mean, this is great. This is, talk about secluded.
We've walked like a mile.
It's not a mile, honey. This seems longer because it's so beautiful.
Tim! Where's that? I don't know, honey.
Where's the Tim! You! Woo! I found it! It's a little slumpy incline down to the spot!
Tim takes a fall.
This is it?
You bet this is it. This is wild, huh, kids? It's kind of like an old gingerbread house in the woods.
Where's the lake?
Tell you what, why don't we check out the bunkhouse, okay? And then you guys can go and have a contest to see who finds the lake first, all right? Winner gets 50 cents, huh? 50 cents, come on, let's check it out.
Tim opens the front door.
Okay, weird smell. Let's hold our noses. Come on.
It's okay, Mikey. Come on in.
Yeah! Oh, it's okay. Just a little critter. Just don't touch it. He's dead. He's dead.
A filthy bug.
Under no circumstances is this a lake.
Maybe there's a tide.
No one could ever find this lake. Congratulations. You save yourself 50 cents.
That night, Tim and Debbie are woken by movement outside the cabin.
What is that?
A silhouetted figure knocks on the door. Cautiously, Pim gets up to answer it. Looking a little frightened, Debbie looks on as Tim opens the door to reveal a man wearing a dark hood.
Tim. Yes. Tim. Yes. You're Tim. Yes, I'm Tim. The J-Man says come quick. Come quick? Yeah, come quick. That's it. Now when you see the J-Man, you tell him we're even. And Busco says, up your ass with mobile gas.
Okay.
What are you gonna tell the J-Man when you see him?
I'm gonna tell him that Busco says we're even and up your ass with mobile gas.
Mobile gas.
The man goes.
It's Jack's neighbor. He needs some help.
Neighbor?
Yeah, that's right, Busco. He's as nice as Jack, but his car's stuck, so I'm gonna go help him, okay?
I didn't see any neighbors.
What do you think Bosco would lie? Why would Bosco lie? I'll go get him right now if you want. I'll go get him.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, I'd like to ask him about this hellhole.
I don't want to bring him in here. He's big. He might, you know, the floorboards.
How big?
How big?
Yes.
Big. He's like a bear of a guy with like a little head. I don't know what that means. Look. I'm gonna go help this guy because Windsong would sure as hell help this guy. Okay? I'm gonna be back. Just go back to sleep, okay?
Tim's van pulls to a halt outside his house. He's about to get out, but forgets he's wearing his seatbelt. He struggles with it for a long time before finally extracting himself. He climbs out of the van. Tim runs into the house.
What's wrong?
It's for you. Don't hassle me about crumbs, man, because I am on the edge of the edge.
Hello?
Natalie just stormed out of the bedroom. We had a terrible fight. You gotta come over here now. I know you got your army pal over there. You know, I didn't even know you were in the army. If I can
come No. I'll come over there. I'll come over there. I'm coming.
Okay, good, thanks.
Yeah, no. I'll come over there. I'm coming over. I'll come there. Here I come. I gotta go across the street for a second.
No.
That is incorrect. Follow me.
This was no picnic, let me tell you. I had an 88 Ford flatbed all lined up with a brand new winch, but I fried it during the hot wire, goddammit. Good thing Monk passed out, or I'd never got this baby.
Whoa. What in the shit is this? What is it?
It's winches, hoists, pulleys, blocks and tackles, this kind of thing. You know how I got the idea? That you know those big things on Easter Island?
Easter Island?
Huh?
Easter Island.
With this device, I can place that horse on top of any object.
That truck is way too high. You're never going to get the horse in there.
You're like a specially trained super agent. You know that? Why do you think I called you? I was so pissed off. I nearly climbed back into your house and smashed some plates. Stand warned, okay? Stand warned.
Look, listen to me. I have to go over there for a minute or you don't get your money. Do you want your money?
Oh, yes.
Okay, then put that horse on top of my van, okay? There's some rope and a tarp in the garage. Just do it.
Put the horse on the van.
Yeah, put the horse on the van.
And rope?
Yeah, and don't make any noise. Simple, simple, okay? All right, I'll be right back.
You know.
Hello, Mr. Tim. You're looking very sprightly for the hour. We go up the stairs, please. Right this way.
A pinball room.
I've never been in this part.
Oh, they are practicing for the tournament.
Servants playing in a 10-pin bowling alley.
Come on. Yes!
Nick goes past an indoor pool and through some revolving doors. Nick's in a super giant bed.
Hey.
Come here. Right here, come on. Oh man, you're incredible. Do you know that? You're incredible, friend.
What the hell was that?
That's bowling. The bowling next door. Getting ready for your tournament.
Oh, the tournament.
You're doing good. They're hitting strikes.
She's been blaming me for Corky.
Who?
She just got Natalie.
Huh?
She just kept blaming me for Corky and making me feel guilty. Then she starts up with the shit thing.
Uh-huh.
How do I know where the shit goes? And then I tell her, hey, I'm going to Rome tomorrow. And she freaks out. She has a complete flip out. She flips out the room.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. Some other wing. But, buddy, this Italy thing is huge. It could seriously, it could mean literally billions.
You know what? You know what I think this is? Just gotta get some sleep, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta just shut everything down, get under the covers. Come on.
I just...
Get under the covers. Don't listen to anything. Sometimes you think you're hearing things. You don't know what
you're saying. You're a great friend.
Tim and G-Man are on the road with Corky's body.
Valerie,
etc.
What about here? Right here.
You kidding? There's towns around. You want somebody else finding my horse?
What? There's gonna be towns everywhere.
Hey, 6 months. I drove a yoga truck, okay? This is my territory, Jack.
They pull into a petrol station. As the gray-bearded attendants filling up the tank, he stares up at the large, oddly shaped object wrapped in tarpaulin on the roof of the vehicle.
What do you got up there?
A sofa.
What kind of sofa?
A leg.
They drive on through pouring rain.
So joyously, oh my God. What is this?
Oh, no. No, no, no.
A policeman.
The bridge is out. Follow the detour along the river to the next bridge, all right?
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Let's go.
Didn't notice the horse.
Smokey didn't even notice that we got a horse on the bridge.
They drive past the parked police cars.
It's amazing. I can't believe you didn't see it.
I'm smoking.
Tim stops the car to deal with Corky's tail, which has fallen down and is interfering with the motion of the windscreen wipers.
Ow. Okay, how about right here?
Huh?
No, it's not good.
What's wrong with right here?
It doesn't feel right.
Okay, because I hope it's very soon, because I gotta be back there. I mean, it's gonna be light out.
They're
and
sleeping.
Gonna...
Nobody even knows you left.
I'm doing you a favor doing this. Okay, how about here? How about here? Huh? What's wrong here?
I dig up the horse, I haul it up, I invent everything.
Well, why don't we have to do what you want to do?
This is right not here. Good for me.
Get it. This is it. Right here.
Okay?
Bad vibe. And when
Corky's gone.
Oh, no!
Who knows nuts? Not you. Well, you know, I'm not Popeye.
How do we not hear that horse? How do you not hear a horse fall off a car?
Maybe he's not dead. Maybe he ran away.
It's raining so hard, the horse might have fallen off and floated, who knows, into a ditch.
There's a river that runs along this road. He could be in it. Corky could be heading for the open sea.
In the morning light, Tim is rushing back to the cabin. He quietly lets himself in and closes the door behind him. He then puts a foot through a floorboard.
Oh, oh my God, honey, what time is it?
It's okay, go back to sleep.
Yeah. Did you solve the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did.
Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Woo!
Tim's singing as he sows grass seeds over the disturbed earth of his garden.
Sunshiny day.
Timmy, telephone.
Nick's butler answers the door.
Ah, good morning, Mr. Tim. I must say, you're looking fit as a fiddle this morning, Mr. Tim.
Thanks. I was told Mr. Nick wants to see me.
Yes, I know. He's running in the woods.
Okay, I talked to the guys over at 3M. I know you got canned. You've met Pete, right? My trainer?
Hi.
Listen, hey, don't feel funny around Pete. I got no secrets from Pete. Do it, Pete.
I don't think so.
So here's the deal. Buddy boy, if my little hearty hi-ho silver routine each morning had that kind of effect on you, man, all I can say is I am such a jerk, but it's the best thing that ever happened because now I'm gonna go kick ass in Rome. And guess what? You unemployed bum, you're gonna come kick ass with me because I want us to be partners. I want us to be equal again, man. Why not? I mean, for crying out loud, I've got a Pete. Why shouldn't you have a Pete? Wouldn't you like having a Pete? Of course you would. Who wouldn't? So this is the deal. From now on, you and me, 50-50.
50-50?
That's right. 50-50. When I talk to my lawyer, you know what? I don't know why I didn't think of this sooner. It's awesome. Now get the hell out of here. The limo leaves in an hour and a half. Buddy boy, let's go, buddy boy. All right, come on. Now pump it up. I want full cardio blast now.
Let's go.
Don't be shy.
There you go.
No, keep it there.
Go. Nick gets off the running machine.
Crampers.
You all right?
Crampers.
I don't know, honey. I don't know. I mean, do you want to do this? I mean, do we want to be part of the shit industry? I mean, what about the heart of the heart of the heart of the heart, huh?
I don't think this conflicts with that. I mean, you know, there's it's a lot of money and the heart of the heart. And they both still have the heart with a lot of money, I think, you know?
You know what I think? I think I know what we should do. I think that we should just try it.
Try it?
Yes.
Try it.
Try it.
Try it.
Try it.
Yes.
We see how it feels.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh.
Tim emerges from the sunroof of a white limo and his family wave goodbye to him as it drives off. Its license plate reads Poo Kazar. Soon, Nick and Tim are being welcomed aboard a private jet. They're airborne.
You know what I was thinking? I think we should target zoos.
Thank you, Denise. Zoos?
Yeah, zoos. I mean, come on. They're full of poop. You know, I popped on the internet just right before we got on the plane just to check things out. Did you know that an elephant goes like 100 pounds a day? So you times that by like 7? That's 700 pounds of dung a week for one elephant. There's got to be like, what, how many thousands of zoos in the world?
That is really very good. Zoos.
Okay, well, I got another one for you.
Yeah?
Travel industry. We get into the travel industry. I'm talking about little travel-sized vaporize.
You mean like the cute little shampoo bottles?
Exactly.
My God, that's so simple and awesome.
You're on a trip. You want to walk through Venice. You step in some dog dew, right? And you want to spray it. So what do? You take out your little travel-sized vaporize.
That's it.
A holster, a little Velcro holster you put on your belt right next to your cell phone, your pager, your vaporize. You can do like a hands-free walk in the dog. You don't have to worry about carrying the vaporize.
I love a holster.
Accessorize with vaporize.
Hold on. Let me take it from here. You're walking along, doodly-doo.
All of a sudden,
you stepped in poo! You don't know what to do.
What do you do?
I don't know what to do. Vaporize.
Having arrived in Rome, Nick and Tim walk into the lobby of a luxurious hotel. Porters follow behind with a luggage trolley, and the two men pause to stare about in awe, taking in the magnificent. Their rooms are equally impressive, and Tim throws himself down on a huge bed. Soon after, he's opening double doors and being blown away by what he sees. Now, in a large plaza, Nick and Tim are dressed in continental suits and are wowing a crowd with a vaporized demo. Photographers snap away as the two men spray the cobbles. Their promotional tour includes a sheep farm and a town. Nick sprays a turd, and locals are dazzled by the product's results. His TV adverts dubbed into Italian.
Questo spray è un miracolo. Spruzza la pupù, svanisce senza punta, senza sudore e senza tecnologia del futuro. Ma come funziona? Non lo so!
Paparazzi follow Nick and Tim, who are now dressed in matching white suits.
Oh, this little crate in the backyard next to the bug tent?
Yeah,
definitely. We'll take it. Oh, it's great. Yeah, wait a minute.
It makes the whole house. It makes the yard. Oh, and the sound. It's ridiculous.
I know.
But that's what I love about it. I like this.
With the Dow off 11 and the NASDAQ up 5.5. All in all, a rather sluggish day on Wall Street. On
the internet, sitting at the bar, J-Man takes an interest in the broadcast.
CEO Nicholas Vanderpark and newly appointed partner Tim Dingman arrive in Italy, a complete line of fecal-removing product that has had such remarkable success in the United States. American entrepreneurs have reason to be hopeful, as they were greeted with great enthusiasm everywhere and fanfare. Later, they'll be feted at a banquet to be held in the presidential palace.
Nick and Tim share a luxurious hot tub with another man.
He says, I noticed when we three penises were quite similar in size and bulk.
Ho detto a me stesso, bene, bene, bene.
He say, and I thought to myself, good, good. Envy is a funny, funny thing.
Io ed un amico, Armando, abbiamo passato un'estate a New York, un bel periodo della vita.
He said, I remember when I was a teenager, my friend Armando and I spent a summer in New York. A sweet time of life.
Ma questo ragazzo, Armando, ti dico, aveva un membro. Come un treno merci, capisci? Un treno merci!
The minister, he says, I must tell you, my friend Armando had a hog like a freight train.
Che membro!
What a hog!
Ti devo dire segretamente che la misura grandissima del membro di Armando mi ha fatto sentire con la mia misura normale e miserabile.
He says, and I must tell you secretly, Armando's freight train size man route made me, with a regular size one, quite miserable.
Non sempre miserabile, certo, ma qualche volta.
Not all the time miserable, of course, but sometimes.
Pronto? The translator hands the phone to Tim.
Aspetta. This call has been transferred to you.
Thank you.
Hello? Turbo every man my ass.
And I'll tell you another thing. Where do you get off at? I bought you drinks, you vacation in my bungalow, and now you go jump
ship. Screw Robin Hood, you hear me? Screw the merry men, you're a stinko pinko.
Panko.
Here's what I do, Mr. Trader.
Remember Lester? He pumped our gas.
When we moved the sofa. Not a tooth in his head, nice fella.
Remember him now?
I do, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
$50,000. Lester keeps thinking it's a sofa. And me and him don't go spill the beans to your big hoity-toity pal across the street. Let's be very clear on this. I want $50,000 to kill this horse.
J-Man hangs up. Now, the white limo is turning into Nick and Tim's street. It stops, and the two men return to their respective homes, carrying bags and boxes of gifts. Nick's chauffeur helps him with his.
Mimi, Deb, I'm home.
Sweetheart, I've been liposucked.
Can you tell? Can you? Does it look good? Dr. Weitzman is supposed to be a genius, and it didn't even really hurt. And that is not all. Come, I am so excited.
A car.
A little gift I bought for us. A little 50-50 surprise. My Abby. Big international okay. partner. We want to do it on the laundry.
Where are the kids?
At Mother's, honey. It's just us. It's all fresh. It's all clean out of the dryer.
I will lie with you after I tell you something. It's very important. I got drunk and I accidentally killed Corky. I buried him in the swimming pool hole in the backyard. The pool guy, he's actually some bum I met in a bar I've been hanging out in.
Nick, where does it go?
What?
The shit? Where does the shit go?
Up.
Up is not good enough. You're going to have to do better than up.
Up? And out.
Out where?
Up and out. Out. Up and out.
Up and out.
Up and out.
But the phone wants $50,000, or I'll tell Nick everything, and then we won't have a chance to be rich.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, yes. Go and pay the bum. Go pay the bum.
Go pay the bum.
Pay the bum.
Go pay the bum.
I love you.
I love you, too. I love you. Bye, 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 bye.
Oh.
What?
You don't know this guy. I mean, he's not like other people. I mean, what if we pay him and then he wants more?
Then we will give him more.
No, but what if he wants more after that?
Honey, we will give him more money because we will have enough money to give him.
But Debbie, this guy, it'll never end with him. I mean, he'll be in our lives forever.
Tim, if he tells Nick, it'll all be over. You know, what else can we do?
We mess up.
Mess up?
Yeah. No, we fess up. We tell Nick, we put ourselves in their hands, we ask for forgiveness.
Forgiveness?
Yes.
Honey, you killed his horse.
I'm going to tell them. I'm telling them everything.
Oh, no, Senor, please. Please don't do it to me. I love that car in the garage. It's got heated seats.
Debbie.
And I've got shoes. I've got bags.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Look at you two. Oh, God, I'm so envious of you. You've got to give Natalie a little talk. She's locked herself in the bathroom, and I want what you have so bad. I want some of that.
Okay.
Shh. Don't say a word. Shh. Not a word. Shh. Okay.
And we don't know. What if my opponent's right? What if we are polluting?
Natalie, the only thing this guy Shaughnessy's got going for him is your own guilt. Guilt that you're wealthy. You know what? We're partners now, and we have money, too. And you know what we're going to do with ours? We're going to sponsor the biggest rally for you that this town has ever seen. And then we are going to throw out this challenge. We are going to say that if anyone can say that vaporize does damage to anything, then Natalie Vanderpark will cease to be a candidate.
Natalie emerges.
May I suggest we...
No, Natalie!
How was the flight? Was it enjoyable?
Yeah, it was fine. It was very smooth. Everything went fine. Listen, here's what I got to tell you. We're going to pay you the money, okay? We got it all worked out.
See, roving friend, but I've revised my thinking about the 50 grand thing. I can't accept that. I mean, what are we, animals?
What? No, we're not animals.
No, of course not.
What we are is pals. You slept in my bunk. I ate some of your crackers we sang in the rain. Valderie, Valdera.
My knapsack on my back.
Yes, I remember. Weak? Yeah, I remember.
So?
What I'm saying is to help with a flat cash payout. I say let's be partners.
Partners?
Why not?
Wait, what do you mean partners?
Your other so-called friend in a cozy little triumvirate. Am I using the word correctly?
No, listen to me. We're not partners, okay? How can we be partners? We don't...
We'll iron out the details when I come over later.
No.
This evening.
No.
Who the hell knows exactly when?
Hey, you listen to me. You're not coming over here.
And don't you worry, buddy partner. I'll smooth out the rough parts.
Okay, you want to talk? I'll come to you. Where are you?
I'm coming over.
No, you're not coming over.
Don't you worry, buddy roll. We'll put pen to paper. Bye-bye.
Hey, listen to me.
Bye-bye.
There are no rough parts to smooth. What? Hello? Oh, God. I gotta tell Nick. Tell him.
With everyone dressed up to the nines, Tim looks uncomfortable dancing with Debbie at the sight of a Natalie or cutting some major moves on the floor itself.
Come on, honey. Got it in your hip. Go. Come on.
As Nick makes like a bull and charges Natalie's teasing toreador, J-Man has arrived outside Tim's. Getting no reply, he skirts round the side of the house. Nick's nanny.
Mr. Magic Park! The merry-go-round is acting up again!
I hate that thing. I hate it. Timmy, I'm sorry. We gotta deal with it.
The merry-go-round's whizzing by.
Nick, I gotta talk to you. I did something really stupid, Nick. You won't believe what happened, Nick. This is the stupidest, most ridiculous thing.
Listen, that wife of yours, man, she was incredible. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't care how much money we make. Don't buy one of these. It's junk. Just keeps on speeding up for no reason.
Nick, I gotta talk to you.
And the thing is, they put the on-off button in the middle, if you can believe that.
Listen to me. I did this horrible thing. We gotta talk about it.
The thing is in the middle. Well, here it goes.
Nick leaps aboard the speeding merry-go-round and starts to claw his way to the center. The spinning speeds up even more, and, unable to resist the centrifugal force, Nick's left hanging from one of the horses on the outside of the merry-go-round. Nick falls off and rolls along the ground.
Nick, are you okay?
Ribs? Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. Goddamn best. Yeah. Bastard bitch merry-go-round. Stupid merry-go-round!
Listen, buddy, I gotta talk to you.
Stupid, crappy, stupid
Nick, thing. I feel really guilty, and I've been feeling guilty for a long time.
It's impossible.
I did something really stupid.
It's impossible to turn it off. Right. Hey, merry-go-round.
Where's the switch?
It's in the middle of the thing. It's impossible to turn off.
Where's the button?
It's in the middle. All
right, I'm going to turn it off because then we're going to talk.
Tim times his leap onto the merry-go-round. He jumps, but is almost instantly hurled through the air, straight into one of the archery targets.
Timmy! Oh, man, are you all right? Let me help you up there. Come on, buddy. All right.
You okay?
Yeah.
And knocked the wind out of you, right?
No, okay.
You went flying off of that thing. Now listen, I don't want to let this ruin our jolly feeling. Let's go back in there and talk about this fantastic rally.
No, Nick, look, see this bow and arrow?
Yeah?
One night, I'm so ashamed of this. One night.
The merry-go-round's blown a gasket.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, oh, I told you it was a piece of junk.
Glad we weren't on it.
What?
I said I'm glad we weren't on it.
Hey, I can't hear you. Are your ears ringing?
No.
Boy, mine are. Well, what was it you were saying, my fine friend?
What I was saying is that one night I got drunk, right? And I mean, being drunk had nothing to do with it. I can't even explain it. Just one night.
Wait, you know what? I'm thinking it's just one ear. I hear you way better when I turn like this. Say it some more. Talk
right,
some more.
Look,
talk to me.
Well, that night I got drunk, okay? And I was aiming this arrow at my house like
no,
this.
No, it's both ears. What are you doing?
I'm trying to tell you. I pulled it back. I aimed at the house. I did this.
Wait a second. I heard that.
Nick.
I'm coming. That was not a smart thing to do.
I know.
Come on.
No, Nick. Nick, I gotta tell.
Hearing the noise coming from his house, Tim jogs over to the end of a fence, where he sees J-Man lying with an arrow in his back, half inside an open window.
Oh, shit! Oh! Huh?
Timmy!
What?
Honey, where are you? Timmy! Honey, I got it! Definitely in the hips. Timmy, where have you been?
I killed the bum.
What?
The bum! I shot an arrow! It went up, it went down, it's in the bum! I killed him! Come, go.
Tim, did you work out a deal with
him? No, he's dead! In the window, it's in his back, the arrow! I shot him, I killed him! I killed a person!
J-Man's gone.
Is this a joke? I don't get your joke sometimes. And I'm gonna tell you something. I don't think it's always me.
Hurry up! Come on!
Honey!
Come on.
Wait! Don't! Honey, no, stop! What are you doing?
Wait! He could be in the house!
There's nobody there! Just
car! Keep... He's moving! He's crazy!
Honey, this is really insane!
Get in!
Having ushered Debbie into the car, Tim rushes around to the driver's side and gets in. With the arrow still sticking out of his bag, J-Man approaches a young couple who are snogging in a parked car.
Excuse me. This will take half a second. Could you tell me?
What's sticking in my back, please?
Arrow.
Freaking nitwit.
Look, I'm being stalked by a genuine madman, okay? I'm talking about a black force here. I hate spoiling the atmosphere, but would you mind
tugging the arrow out?
I want you to stop the car. Honey, stop the car. Now stop the car right now.
Look. The guy is crazy.
There is no dead man.
He's a loose cannon. He's
excuse me.
J-Man staggers back and falls.
Oh, my God. There is a bum with an arrow. He looks afraid of us.
Tim gets out of the car.
You ever hear of Reach for the Sky? You just shoot a guy in the back with no warning.
That's right. That's correct. That's right. That's what I do.
Well, then, good God Almighty, we have entered indeed into a dark day. You got to talk to him. We were pals. Who shoots a pal in the back with a bow and arrow? Over a couple of bucks.
Me? I'm an archer. And I shoot arrows. And I got more back where they came from. In my quiver.
You gotta listen to me. I just wanted what you wanted. A little taste of the good life. A little taste of honey. Is that so bad, is it? But you win. Man, I fold. I can see it. Greed has hardened your heart. And money's poisoned your soul. I'm out of here! There's nothing as dangerous as large quantities of money. That's why I've always remained an independent contractor, an odd-job man. I want no part of this. I stand before you, begging. Take the arrow out of my back. You will never see me again. Help me, God! Come on!
Honey.
Debbie winces as Tim grabs the arrow and tugs it free.
Oh. Thank you. So near.
J-Man takes the arrow from Tim before turning and running off down the road. Tim watches him go with an angry expression. Now it's 1:12 in the morning. And Tim lies awake in bed next to Debbie, staring at the ceiling.
Don't go running round in circles like a crazy merry-go-round, like a row of 50 dominoes.
He slides out of bed and puts his slippers on.
How long can you just sit and stew? You got no paddle for your canoe.
Someone's walking across a lawn as Tim makes his way downstairs and, wearing a dressing gown, steps out his front door. He sees Nick, also in a dressing gown, coming towards him.
Hey.
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 I couldn't sleep. I gotta talk to you.
Yeah, I gotta talk to you too.
You know, this big rally tomorrow, I'm a wreck about it. I gotta give a big speech. I'm not a speech guy.
Oh, Nick, are you kidding? Come on, those infomercials you did, you're great in front of people.
Really? You thought I was good? You never said a word about it.
Because it was just another thing of yours that made me miserable.
What?
This is what I have to talk to you about. Here, sit down.
They sit on the edge of a stone fountain.
I killed Corky.
That... When...
Now, please, just don't say anything until I'm done, all right? The day that you gave me the wine, remember? I got drunk on the wine. I actually was drunk from before, and I went over into your yard, and I was...
A fast-forward, frenetic recap of everything that's happened, ending with J-Man running off into the night.
So that's it. There you have it.
Well, you know, it sounds like it was an accident. Why didn't you tell me?
I should have told you. That's the thing. I should have just told you, but I don't know what happened. I felt guilty or something. I was just so wrapped up in the envy that I felt for everything you had. I mean, it's true what they say. It's like a little green monster that comes out and it just poisoned my head. I mean, and by the way, you did nothing wrong. I mean, you did nothing wrong. You just followed your dream. You did what you wanted to do. And I was always saying, don't do it, don't do it. And you did it, and it worked. I mean, it worked. Look, you built a house, right? That's all you did. You built a house. I mean, it's a big house. I mean, it's a really big house. It's a large house. It's gigantic, Nick. It's the White House. You built the White House across the street, and we're in the shadow of it. I mean, literally, every day at 4 o'clock, we're in the shadow of it. You know, and that's not your fault. I mean, you wanted to be friends still, and you didn't want to move, and I love that. I mean, that's such a, you know, it was coming from such a good place, but it was just, I mean, it really was getting to me, because every day I'd have to look at you and see you with all of this stuff, you know, buy the yellow Lamborghini that goes 500 miles an hour. Have a bowling alley next to your bedroom. If I could do it, I would have done it. Everybody should have a merry-go-round. Of course you should have a merry-go-round. Jealousy every day, and it was just chewing me up. I mean, your kid's playing the concert piano, my kid's banging trash cans. And I don't think that has anything to do with the money. I think that's just his musical ability, but that's a whole other thing. And you just gave to us, Nick. I mean, you gave, and you're so generous. And what am I going to give you? I gave you tube socks for Christmas last year. That's a beautiful, giant, rocket ship-sized coffee machine. And Debbie loved the coffee. I'll tell you something. I never tasted it. I've been wanting to
tell you that for a long time. I mean, it's that bad. I can't even tell you I haven't tried. And then all of a sudden, my son's going, Daddy, Daddy, where's the flan? I want the flan. And I just want to, it felt like a dagger in my heart, the flan, every time you'd request flan. And it just made me feel little. I felt like a little man who didn't like flan. That's what I felt like, Nick. And the horse was great, Nick. Of course you should have a horse. Does it have to be a white horse that you come galloping up on and it neighs and it makes the whole thing? Of course, make it a beautiful white horse that I think honestly didn't like me. It had nothing to do with anything other than I just don't think I clicked with the horse. I mean, I think the horse sensed something. You know, they say horse sense. I think that's a real thing, Nick. Because the horse had a feeling. He would come over and he sensed the envy that I was feeling. And he would come over and he'd eat the apples and he would look at me. And he gave me a weird look. I'm telling you, you know how sometimes the side of the face and you get one eye? That eye, he would keep the eye on me and I knew that he was thinking something. And that has nothing to do with what happened with the arrow because that was an accident, Nick. I swear to God, I couldn't do it if I tried. I'm sorry about this. I feel horrible. I feel bad. I feel like I have this fountain in my yard that I don't deserve. I don't deserve to be your partner. I don't deserve to be your friend. I just...
Well, you know what, Tim? You made a mistake. You're human. Everyone makes mistakes. So what, man? You're still my best friend.
Really?
Of course. Of course. Come on, man.
It was a big mistake. I mean,
it was a big mistake. It was a doozy.
Corky. I'm sorry, Nick.
No, it's okay.
Really, I know how much you loved him. And
I did love Corky.
I never liked Corky. I mean, he's beautiful, you know, on the outside. If just something wasn't...
Well, we're still partners. There is no way you are getting out of this partnership.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And I will see you tomorrow at the big rally.
Yeah.
Good. Big day. Big day. Poor Corky. One little target arrow. You wouldn't think that could kill a great big horse.
That's exactly what I thought. It's one little arrow, and when I shot the bum... He hardly seemed to notice.
You know, that fountain looked a lot better in Rome.
Yeah.
Well, c'est la vie, as the Romans say.
The rally.
Oh, this is beautiful. Clear the air.
It's a good, good day.
I think it's appropriate that we clear the air of the toxic distortions that my husband, and by association, myself, are somehow poisoning our environment in our efforts to purify it. It's not true. No es verdad. No es verdad. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Nick Vanderpark and Tim Dingman.
Tim and Nick step forward, and Nick prepares to speak into the microphone. He looks over at a crowd of protesters.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people, I stand here with my partner, Tim Dingman. That's right. Grateful for this opportunity to address the central question posed in so many colorful and eloquent variations. Where is the shit?
On a nearby river, a bloated, dead horse floats past.
Corky?
A vet.
Mr. and Mrs. Vanderpark, sorry we had to perform an autopsy, but when any large dead animal comes into proximity with the general public, it must be examined immediately for health reasons. Now, I'm just a little curious. Did you feed your horse a lot of apples?
Well, our neighbors have an apple tree. Corky loved their apples.
And did the horse ever defecate in the yard?
I imagine.
Can you tell me what you did when the horse defecated in your yard?
Well, we use vaporize because Nick invented it. We get crates of it for free.
Well, it's all making sense.
Huh?
The horse was poisoned. We did find the broken shaft of a small target arrow in the sternum, but that played no part in the horse's death. The horse died from the prolonged ingesting of a certain chemical, which by itself is harmless, but when combined with certain fecal bacteria, becomes a lethal poison.
A little person?
Lethal poison. That chemical, I'm afraid, is a third ingredient in every kind of your so-called miracle invention. He had enough of it literally to kill a horse. I am a obligated, of course, to report this to the EPA, huh?
EPA?
Mm-hmm.
Environmental Protection Agency? Uh-huh. You have to do that? You have to, right, you have to. Every time, without exception.
Mm-hmm. Cans of vaporizer cleared from a supermarket shelf. Then an auction at Nick's house.
Moving item, an extra large bed that sleeps 9 comfortably for, let's say, $100. XL bed, sleeping 9, gotta love it, for $100. $72, anyone for this white statue of a man on a horse with a spray can? 72, anyone? No?
Anybody need a portable phone? Everyone needs a portable phone. You want one in your kitchen, in your next bedroom? You got a portable phone right there, it's gonna go for $5. Next thing we got, oh, item 31.
That's I like this bug net. Why don't we find out what the estimated cost?
Oh, we've got 2 cases of semi-gourmet flan. I believe that's some sort of custard dish or something. The semi-gourmet flan is going to start the bidding at $4. We're starting around
Nick?
$4 around there.
Yeah.
I think I have an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, like a really big idea.
Really?
When you got your big idea, did you feel it immediately? Like it was...
Oh, yeah. Rhett, is that one of those? Like one of my ideas?
I think so.
What is it?
Tim whispers it to Nick.
Yes! Hey, stop the auction!
You just cannot eat flan and drive at the same time. Look, I've got flan all over me. Can't somebody come up with a better idea?
We have.
That's right! Be one of the millions of people enjoying the taste sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Nick's talking about pocket flan.
Pocket flan!
Mess!
That's right. 3 simple steps, folks. Just flip it.
Flip it.
Squeeze it.
Squeeze it.
Mmm. And enjoy.
Wait a second, Tim.
Yeah.
What was that name again?
Pocket flan.
Isn't that just fantastic?
No, Nick, it's not fantastic. It's flantastic.
How about us who are lactose intolerant?
We've got a new soy-based pocket flan.
Now you've heard our story, witness to our yarn. A man consumed with envy.